If you're just joining us, one of our listeners, Ian, has requested our help because he just started working at a new job about 3 months ago. The entire time he's been there, his boss has been calling him by the wrong name.
Oh my God, so awkward.
She's been calling him Richard, even though his name is Ian. He's not sure how that's happened, and he hasn't corrected her either because he's been too nervous since she's kind of an intimidating type of boss. He doesn't want to get into her bad graces.
Right,
but
yeah.
Now he finally wants to come clean. He wants to set the record straight and let her know once and for all, hey, my name's not Richard, it's Ian.
And she tends to use the other form of Richard.
The short nickname.
Emphasize that, the D word.
But he's looking for our advice on how to bring it up to her without making it too awkward. And whatever advice we give, what we have to make sure that we don't do, because this has been running through my mind, is we can't make your boss feel stupid, Ian.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Because if she's one of those hard-charging type A personalities, she's not going to like being called out.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, okay. And it's not your intention either, right? Like, you don't want to call her out, per se. You don't want to make her feel stupid because you like her. I mean, and she likes you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm still a new employee, you know, so I don't want her to have weird feelings around me. I don't want this to be a thing that persists between us.
Okay. So maybe we have some advice for you. Brooke, do you have anything?
Yes. Here's what I think you should do, okay? Instead of, you know, because she's your boss, right? So you don't want to be putting her in her place.
Or like in a corner.
Yeah. What I think you do is you kind of let her realize her own mistake. Like maybe you tell a story about, you know, your coworkers and how you love it when every day the secretary tells you, good morning, Ian. And that just makes you feel good. And that's the type of place you like to work at. So thank you for creating that environment, okay. Dana.
That doesn't make him sound like a weird employee.
But, I see. Kiss her butt, basically.
I'm not saying that, but you do. Those are all truths. Like, you really like your new job. I mean, maybe you have a personalized cup. Like, hey, have you seen my new mug?
A lot of people call their bosses to tell them about their personalized cup.
Yeah, right?
It says Ian on it. Yeah. Has a picture of a boat.
Why a boat?
I don't know. I just thought that maybe, like, add some other description in.
Okay.
And
how does that sound, Ian?
Smooth.
Yeah. You know, I actually kind of like that idea, using my name in the third person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not the way Brooke said, but in your own way.
Don't print it on a custom mug and bring it up to her.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Look at my number one employee mug.
Okay.
It says my name.
So we're about to do this. I just thought of something, though, Ian. What are we going to do when you start off the phone call? Because she's not going to recognize this phone number. Are you going to introduce yourself as Ian? Or are you going to introduce yourself as Richard?
You have to do Richard. She doesn't know who Ian is.
Yeah, I think I have to introduce myself as Richard.
Oh, man.
I didn't think of that.
That's going to be awkward just in itself.
Yeah. And so she's going to be like, well, you just called yourself that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, weird.
Are you ready to do this, ma'am?
I'm ready to do it.
Okay, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and let you make the awkward Tuesday phone call. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Dana, it's, Richard.
Oh, hey, Dickie, how's it going?
I wanted to run something by you real quick, if that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to let you know, I was in the break room yesterday with Riel, and I was telling her about the new client we brought on, and I, like, told her about it, gave her a quick rundown, and Riel was really excited, and she was like, oh my God, Ian. Wow, that's great. That's awesome. So.
Oh, well, yeah, that's great. Hey, thanks for letting me know. I appreciate it.
Yeah, but did you catch what she said about Ian?
Yeah, Ian. Is that the new buyer on the account?
No.
Okay. So who is Ian? Why are you telling me?
So Ian is actually... me?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's my real name. I'm Ian.
Do you mean like your middle name?
No, I mean like it's my first name.
Why do you go by Richard?
I actually don't.
Okay, I'm confused. What are we talking about here?
So I don't want this to come across bad or make you upset, but since I've been hired, you've been calling me by the wrong name.
Oh. What?
Yeah, my name's actually not Richard, it's Ian.
Richard? Or Ian? Wait, what's going on here?
She doesn't know who's
hey.
On.
Oh, oh my god.
Hey, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Yeah, we're a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
And we heard what a great boss you were.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So is this some like a prank call or something?
No.
I wish.
No.
Yeah, no. This is a segment that we do called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
Prank phone calls are later in the show.
Yeah. We do prank calls, but this isn't it.
This is not one.
This is a segment where we help our listeners have an awkward conversation over the phone.
Okay, I'm really confused here, guys.
I think okay. Ian could maybe explain why we're here with him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Ian, why don't you give it a shot?
Yeah, wait, who's Ian again?
Oh, no. Ian is Richard.
Me. I'm Ian.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Richard.
Yeah, your employee is his actual name is not Richard, it's Ian.
Yes.
That's part of what this call is. Go ahead, Ian.
Okay, yeah. I'm still a little confused about that, but okay.
Okay, well, it's just that since I've been hired, Dana, you've been calling me Richard, but my name is actually Ian, and I didn't want to correct you or bring it up in front of people, and I didn't want you to feel embarrassed, and it's been a long time, so now I feel embarrassed, so I thought that for some reason this would be the best way to approach this.
For some reason. It sounds like Ian may be having some regrets about his method, but we're all here now. And he really likes you as a boss.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to speak for Richard Ian right now, but he...
Rich Ian.
Yeah. He's wondering how that mix-up happened.
Mm. Okay. No, I think I figured it out. I see what's happened here.
What? You okay. do?
Good.
Yeah, this is not good.
Would you mind?
It's not good.
Well, it's okay. There's no judgment here. Like, we all make mistakes. But I know that Ian would love some clarification.
Yeah, well, okay. So, like, during the interview process, I had it narrowed down to a few candidates.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing everything remotely at the time. Oh, my God. All this time, I thought we'd hired Richard. I must have given HR the wrong resume.
What?
What?
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Wait,
hold
play
on.
That awkward sound again. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You should never have actually been hired. I apologize for that, but we're going to have to take care of this.
Oh, wait. What does that mean?
Hold on.
No, he likes his job. He loves his job. You can't fire him.
What do you mean take care of this? Does that mean you're letting me go?
Oh.
I don't know what the protocol is for this. This has never actually happened in my career. I've never even heard of this.
Uh-oh.
Wait. Hold on. Wait.
Yeah, hold on, Dana, because this is your mistake.
Yeah.
Whoa, I thought we weren't pointing fingers.
Well, you just said that you submitted the wrong resume to HR.
Yeah.
You shouldn't punish Ian for that.
And I may need to circle back around here with you.
No, I don't think you get you don't get take backsies on hiring someone. I don't think it works like that.
And he's been a good employee so far, right?
Yeah, I thought you liked me, Dana.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I liked Richard.
Oh.
Well, if you want to just keep calling me Richard, you can just keep calling me Richard. I'm fine with it.
Wait, wasn't this a prank phone call this whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he actually Richard?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Jokes. Got it.
When I said later in the show. Yeah, there it is.
Oh,
it's later in the show now.
Richard, you pulled it off.
Way to go, Richard.
Oh,
yeah, I got you, Dana. My name actually is Richard.
Oh, that was a lot of work.
You fell for it.
Yeah.
To pull off, guys.
Well, that was certainly confusing.
Uh-huh.
But, I guess it was fun. Yeah, you got me.
No, he said he wanted to set you up because he loves his job so much and it's fitting in so well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we specialize in is really complicated phone pranks.
That take 15 minutes.
Yeah. Lots of jokes in them, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I can take a joke as much as the next guy. So.
Yeah,
I know.
We appreciate you,
oh,
Diane.
Laughing.
Yeah,
Dana.
Yeah, see what I did there?
Yeah.
See, the jokes never stop on this show.
Wow.
That's so wacky.